The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 8 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, I'm Elder Ennis.
Hi, Elder Ennis.
And once again, as always, it's an honor, and it's humbling to be here with you. As we've gone through and as I've listened to your stories, and there's just a flood of experiences, a flood of emotions. That I've experienced in my life, within my recovery. You know, I think one of the main things is an overwhelming sense of gratitude towards those individuals in my life that I hurt so deeply, and the willingness, the kindness, and the love, and ultimately the forgiveness that they have extended to me. I once again need to extend my thankfulness to them, to my Savior, for the forgiveness that they've extended to me. There are angels in my life, and they have helped me through some pretty tough areas of my life, and they have been key in not only forgiving me, but helping me obtain forgiveness, and even more importantly, me forgiving, which is the part of forgiveness, which is the part of Step 8 that I want to focus on. Not taking anything away from being forgiven. It's been my experience and my belief that being forgiven is one thing, but the more important thing is what forgiveness does for the individual who needs to forgive. Yes, it's very liberating and very soothing and very healing to know that we've been forgiven, to know that I've been forgiven. But on the flip side of that, more importantly, forgiving others who have wronged me, that's actually prerequisite to receiving forgiveness. There's a scripture in Luke chapter 6, verses 36 and 37. It says, Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. ultimately, that's the order that it goes in. Before we can receive forgiveness, and even within the step, it specifically says, page 47, third paragraph, before you make a list of people from whom you need to seek forgiveness, first list those people who you need to forgive. Before we can receive forgiveness, before we can go to the Lord and receive that boon of forgiveness from Him, every time that we go and we still have people that we haven't forgiven, if we hush ourselves and listen very intently, you'll hear His voice saying, there's a couple others you need to go and you need to get things taken care of. And it's really us, whenever we forgive, it's us releasing ourselves from poison. It's us releasing ourselves from our bitterness. We're taking the Savior in His atonement, and we're actually, through our willingness and exercising our agency in forgiving others, we're choosing to open the door that He's unlocked so we can walk out of a cell that we've placed ourselves in by holding on to grudges and not forgiving the ones that we have viewed that have offended us or hurt us in our lives. It's the Savior and His love. It's the Savior and His grace that we receive once we have willingly gone out on our limb and showed that we are willing to forgive others the way He's forgiven us. Within the Bible Dictionary, one of my most favorite definitions in there, page 697, under grace, it says, the main idea of the word is divine means of help or strength given through the bounteous mercy and love of Jesus Christ. It continues on and it says, it is likewise through the grace of the Lord that individuals through faith in the atonement of Jesus Christ and repentance of their sins receive strength and assistance to do good works that they otherwise would not be able to maintain if left to their own means. This grace is an enabling power that allows men and women to lay hold on eternal life and exaltation after they have extended their own best efforts. You know, so this grace, this help from heaven, the help that only the Savior can give us, for us to be worthy of that help and for us to qualify ourselves and place ourselves in a position to receive that help from Him, we need to be willing, first and foremost, to take the step and stand at the threshold and do what we want others to do for us. We need to forgive first and be willing to do that. And then He can take His power and touch the lives of those individuals who we need to forgive. And in turn, there's a softening that will take place that they in turn can forgive us, which is what we so desire. And in closing, I just want to share another favorite scripture on forgiveness found in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 through 32. And a lot of it's counsel towards us, but in the last verse that I'll read, the ultimate reason why we need to forgive others is stated. Verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind to one another. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. ultimately, our Heavenly Father, His love, His mercy, His grace, His forgiveness. It's all possible because of what our Savior Jesus Christ has done. The things that He endured, the things that He bore in our behalf and willingly suffered it, enables us to receive forgiveness from our Heavenly Father because our Savior willingly did it. And because of His willingness, that gleans favor from our Father in heaven, and He forgives us because of Christ's sake. So, in all of our step eights, and however many times we have to continue to exercise our step eight, we need to always remember that first and foremost that we need to be forgiving so that we can receive that forgiving grace that our Heavenly Father so willingly wants to give us, and that we can only receive after we have done our part. I want to testify of our Savior. I want to testify of His love. I want to testify of His redeeming power and His love for each and every one of God's children, the willingness that He bore the pains and the sickness and the grief and the sins of us all in any degree. He willingly did it because He loves us. And I testify of that redeeming love, and I testify of that power, the power that He has to liberate the captive souls, to break the chains of addiction, to obliterate habits, and to rescue wounded and broken souls. We all want to turn others to our Savior and His love so He can redeem and exercise that power that He possesses. I testify of Him and His love, and I say that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
The full episode for Step 8 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.